Net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, July 7th, 2025 edition. This segment brought to you by the 6th Annual Antrim County Conservative Union's Fun Shoot Pig Roast. It's going to be on Saturday, July 19th. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday. We have a deadline coming up for our head count. See how many folks we have coming attending the event, so we can order the food and get things going. So again, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link to the website, acconservatives.org. You read the posts, understand everything that's going on, click on the yellow button to donate for your tickets. If you're going to have more than two people, if you're going to have more than yourself, I should say, go into the box where it says Note to Seller, and put the names of the people attending for more than one ticket. If it's your ticket alone, we'll have your information from your donation. But if there's going to be another person or a couple of people joining you, put their names in the box where it says Note to Seller. We'll put you guys on the spreadsheet for the security guards letting people in at the gate. The gates will open at 12 noon. The event will go until 4 p.m. on Saturday, July 19th. We're going to do a head count on Thursday this week to find out where we're at, and then we'll let everybody know what's going on. So greatly appreciate you doing that. Again, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, 231-360-5140, and I'll send you the link. You need to get your tickets this week so we can get a head count to know what's going on and be informed as to the event, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, July 19th, Central Lake, Michigan, from noon to 4 p.m. Now, I want to give out the phone number again. Also, if you text me Missy, you can take advantage of this special, basically, 4th of July Independence Freedom promotion that they're extending for our listeners only. 269-964-4044, or text me Missy. And I'll send you a clickable, dialable link to that phone number, as well as a link to truckerrandyhealth.com. You can see my fat pictures from a couple of years ago, down basically about 80 pounds since then. Went from a triple X t-shirt faded out gray to a brand new large, from a triple X down to a large in 4 months. And I've been off, this weight has been off of my body for 2 years, coming this August 27th. Have not gained any of it back. Absolutely feel great. No longer on any supplements. No longer taking anything. Basically just my vitamins and different things that I do for joints. But other than that, that's it. No more supplements. No more formulas from Missy at all. Basically taught me how to eat. When I'm bad like I was over the weekend, well, today I'm fasting for lunch and going to have a steak and tomato dinner tonight. So that's all you got to do to get rid of the inflammation in your bodies when you're bad over the weekend and get back to your weight range that you want to be in. Be able to monitor every single day. It's a fantastic way to live. Absolutely love the program. Love Missy. Love everything they do for everybody down there. Again, 269-964-4044. Going to shift gears a little bit now. We're going to go to Lansing to basically see what's been going on down there. They missed the deadline for the school aid budget that was supposed to be done by July 1st. Well, out of session. Not going to be in Lansing. Because one of the things that they absolutely need to do is look at the facts of how this is going to work going forward and how they are going to be able to either get things done in Michigan or whether or not they're going to be able to get anything passed in the state house and state senate when they get back toward fixing the budget. Now, one of the speeches that took place on Wednesday before they took off for the 4th of July is the fact that they have a bunch of bills that they wanted to get introduced to get into the system. State Representative Brad Paquette, in a floor speech before the House passed his sponsored bill to ban food additives and synthetic dyes from public school cafeterias. It's the root that produces the fruit. That was his quote of the day by MERS News Service. Well, basically, there's not going to be any dyes allowed in school cafeterias foods if the Senate passes the bill and the governor signs it into law. Food dyes and also other components in the bill was passed in the House. It bans schools from selling foods in school cafeterias that contain synthetic dyes and food additives ingredients. Per the bill sponsor, Brad Paquette, Republican of Niles, his bill, House Bill 4369, would make it so that public and non-public schools would not be able to offer foods in the cafeterias that contain ingredients such as brominated vegetable oil, which is a food additive used to blend citrus oils in drinks, potassium bromate, a food additive in flour, propylparaben, a preservative used to prevent mold and bacteria, and other additives in synthetic food dyes. Paquette said in his floor speech that students' attention spans are shortening and prescriptions for powerful medications are going up. And building blocks for the body and mind cannot be founded upon these ingredients. It's the root that produces the fruit. Now, we are somewhat unique here in Michigan, where we say that it's petroleum-based synthetic dyes that is used to produce the Fruit Loop. Well, during testimony in the committee, House Democrats raised concerns about the feasibility of implementing this practice when there is no K-12 budget yet, and regulating food that typically comes from third-party vendors could raise costs if these additives are banned from the foods. Well, the bill passed 58-47. State Representative Steve Cara voted no. Peter Herzberg, the Democrat from Westland, voted yes, which gave it an appearance of a partisan vote, when in fact it was nonpartisan. Also, later, got a shout out from House Speaker Matt Hall during remarks during his press conference after the session. Additional bills that were passed: House Bills 4390 and 4391 will now allow police officers, Officer Rick, if you're listening, will allow police officers to test a potentially impaired driver's saliva or other bodily fluids that could reveal controlled substances right on the side of the road. Methamphetamines, amphetamine, heroin, cocaine, THC can be found in a person's saliva. Oral fluid road testing is not admissible in court, but is a tool to get an indication of what drug a driver may be impaired by. Well, according to the House Government Operations Committee Chair Brian Begull during committee testimony, very much in favor of the bill. So forwarded the bill out of committee. It went to the floor, and it was passed in the House. Julie Rogers, a Democrat, on HB 4390 and Begoles 4391, voted in favor of the bill. Three other Democrats joined as well, and the final vote ended up being 61-44. Kara, as well as State Representative James DeSanta, Republicans, voted no. So it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes in the Senate as well as the governor's desk. Another little side story going on in Lansing last week before they closed up for summer break. Michigan's Supreme Court declined to address whether the fee schedules in Michigan's no-fault statute applies to medical treatment rendered after July 1st of 2021. In their order released on Thursday, the court said it wasn't persuaded by the arguments presented by the plaintiffs, Richard Demisk and his wife, Michelle, who was appointed conservator for her husband. The couple were injured in an accident back on October 25th of 2019 in a motor vehicle crash. The insurance policy with State Farm Mutual Automobile Insurance Company was renewed on October 1st, 2019. And the couple filed a lawsuit seeking no-fault claims under their personal protection insurance. Well, State Farm sought relief, arguing that the fee schedule that was amended pursuant to MCL 500.3157/2 applied to medical treatment needed after July 1st of 2021, not before. Remember, there was a two-year window delay from the time it was passed before it went into fully and into effect? Well, it was amended June the 11th of 2019, but the fee schedules didn't take effect until July 1st of 2021. The trial court denied State Farm's motion, but the Court of Appeals reversed it. So now, Supreme Court declined to take up the case. The ruling stands, they're out the money. Final segment of hour number two, we'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Basically, insurance companies fighting with the no-fault changes that took place when you have a situation where the legislation passed in 2019 but didn't take full effect until 2021. Numerous cases being declined to be heard by the Michigan Supreme Court. State Farm is in two out of the three stories I have on this issue, on this topic. So very simply, in my opinion, if you have State Farm insurance, I think you might want to consider getting an insurance checkup with somebody else. If you have State Farm, You might want to consider changing companies. Not calling for a boycott or anything like that, but they have, in three situations, two of the three stories I have here pulled up from last week, deals with State Farm basically taking their insurers' parties to court, denying them their benefits. Well, if that's the way you want to treat your people, well, people can get insurance checkups and check for their quotes with another company. Sorry, but that's the facts based on these news stories. And the fact that you guys don't want to pay sends loud message, loud and clear, as to whether or not we want State Farm insurance. And if you're a State Farm insurance agent and you're listening to the show right now and you don't like what I'm saying, reach out to me. I've got the stories. I've got the cases. I've got the facts. You guys need to reconsider whether or not you're going to take care of these people. If you don't want to take care of them, well, good luck. God bless. Because one of the things that you have to understand is the fact that we are not in a situation where we're stuck dealing with you as our insurance companies. There's options. Tristan Cole, one of our sponsors, is with Farm Bureau, another Michigan company. There's other companies out there that you guys can get your insurance checked out to see if you can save some money perhaps or get better insurance. or at least get insurance from a company that's going to pay when you have a claim. It's that simple. So we'll see what happens as a result of this, but bottom line, not good for these people. And they are not going to be able to appeal because it is a state issue. Michigan Supreme Court refusing to hear the case. Well, then you're stuck with the lower case decision. So we'll be monitoring this story going forward. We'll see what happens and basically follow the story to see if perhaps they decide to change and pay on these benefits. I doubt it because of their legal battle in court. It's that simple. Not going to go against the Supreme Court's decision. They won. The insurance people that have that State Farm insurance basically out of luck. So we'll see where this story goes. We'll continue to follow it. One of the things that was very interesting on Friday was Donald Trump made it out to the Iowa State Fairgrounds. You're in a situation where basically this is going to be the launching point next year for the big celebration, America 250. Well, there's a lot of groups, there's a lot of organizations that are currently participating, looking at going to be participating in this big celebration. We've been talking previously in the past. We had Dave Johnson on from his organization, very much going to participate. We also had spoken with Craig Hudgens, the 1607 landing. They're going to be a part of it. Well, another American patriot, Steve Stern, the Stern Rumble video platform individual, did a video on Flag Day, June 14th. He reached out to me and asked me to cut a little 4 or 5 minute video to be one of the speakers included in that effort. Well, it was very interesting the way that came together. We're going to have him on in the next half hour to talk about his efforts, what he's been up to, what he's doing, and also what he plans to do to be part of President Trump's 250 America celebration next year. A lot of organizations, a lot of people are getting together, lining up to participate in these efforts. So it's very interesting the way this is working out, and we're going to be a part of it. We're going to have Steve Stern on in the next segment. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked at